10. Man in the forest. All kinds of creatures had gathered to listen to what the wise owl had discovered on his search. They were all eyes when Owl flew in and alighted on the most prominent branch on the large tree in the middle of the field. He had been out flying all night long, and the weariness was evident to all but the youngest animals. "Woo, woo!" Owl said as he looked to all and sundry. They were all ears now. "Who might it be who has entered our forest?" we have asked ourselves. It is man, he who is most alien to our ways. He has been here all day and night long. A collective gasp was heard all over the forest. For all of the animals' lives, they had heard of man and his terrible ways. Several families had even heard from extended family members living in other forests of the deeds that man committed. "I have all along feared the coming of man," Owl sighed, "and now we must make the all-inclusive decision to leave the forest." "No," said a number of voices. "We must fight," numerous other voices agreed. "Impossible," said Owl. "Man is alike to no other creature here. He wields thunder and flame. We must flee." After several hours of tense arguing, the creatures decided that, all in all, Owl was right. They had to leave or perish. When a crew of hunters walked further into the forest the next day, they were astonished by the silence. Not an animal or bird was in sight. Frightened themselves, they quickly left. The animals slowly returned over the next few days. The forest was theirs again, thanks to Owl.